This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Mexico's president is making big moves to end the decades-long monopoly of its state oil company, Pemex. This has major energy implications on both sides of the border. That's the topic for today's conversation with our friends at Univision. Stephen Keppel covers economics there and joins us from Miami. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good. So this could potentially be one of the biggest economic developments between the U.S. and Mexico since NAFTA back in the 90s. How could this all impact energy prices in America if this goes through?
Yes, this is definitely a big deal for Mexico. You know, they're sitting on huge reserves of oil and gas, but they're just not able to produce it. You know, Pemex, the national company, is old and inefficient and poorly run, and some private investment and foreign expertise will help them out. What will this mean for the U.S.? I mean, I think combined, it's going to make North America a real energy powerhouse, you know, rivaling Saudi Arabia. You know, it'll be cheaper to transport oil and gas to companies in the U.S. I think globally, you know, we might see a reduction of prices, and it'll give, you know, North America, U.S., Canada, Mexico more independence when concerning energy issues.
Now, this is not a done deal, the government oil monopoly in Mexico, very large, very powerful. How likely is it that the president will be able to get his way on making this kind of historic change?
That's really an interesting point of all of this. This would be a historic change. They've got to change the Constitution. But it seems likely that it's going to happen. You know, there's going to be some protests from some of the leftist groups and some unions. But the majority of Mexicans seem to be in favor of this really big reform. And I think that says a lot about the Mexican government and the Mexican people. You know, they're really ready to move forward.
So you think Mexico's lawmakers will make this happen? In the U.S., though, lately our Congress doesn't have a very sparkling record as far as getting big things done. You seem to be saying Mexico's politics are working in a way America's aren't.
Well, don't get me wrong. The Mexican government has loads of issues with inefficiency and corruption. But recently, under the new president, there's been a huge reform drive. They've made reforms to education, to telecoms, and it seems like things are getting done. A lot of people were skeptical, but the parties are working together. They're moving things through Congress. And when you compare it to the United States, it's a big contrast, and it's kind of surprising. You know, like I said, a lot of people look at the Mexican government and see, obviously, the problems with corruption and inefficiency. But, hey, they're making some things happen, and you got to give some credit to them.
Okay, Stephen Keppel at Univision. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.